welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled, Setting the World on Fire.
Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Setting the world on fire. This scripture passage may very well trouble those who see Jesus as a mild savior, sometimes portrayed as the sentimental sufferer, eyes raised in supplication, face settled into a pitiful resignation. Today's passage is anything but pitiful. It speaks, and loudly, of the strength of a blazing fire, of muscular spirituality, primarily of transformation. It speaks of reality and challenge, and it uses family members as difficult examples, because it is within the family that living is, yes, loving, but also demanding, having to do with our most basic and grueling life tasks, becoming ourselves as we live with and connect with our world through essential relationships. In describing his own life task, Jesus tells us that he has not come to establish peace on the earth. What does he mean? I think the kind of peace that Jesus rejects may be the peace at any price that some are willing to settle for if they can live their lives on the surface without pain, or as little pain as possible. One way to attain such peace is to close one's eyes not only to the clashes in our close relationships, but to the enormous injustice and discrimination afflicting so many in our world and our country. The peace of lack of involvement, not the fiery peace of transformation, not Jesus' kind of peace. Yes, he says, he comes to bring division, and that sounds ominous. But by that declaration, isn't Jesus giving us the task of recognizing and working through those disconnections that exist in families? And isn't the family, or household, as Jesus says, really the family of humankind? Isn't Jesus giving us the goal of trying to permeate the truth of relationship and to establish connections among all people? How do I establish a relationship with humankind? How does Catherine of Siena answer that question? Be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire. A cleansing fire that brings change, renewal, and finally, transformation. Each of us has a purpose. Some have access to a public platform and are able to speak truth to power. Others are behind the scenes, writing or educating or healing. Still others are retired from working, but not from the mission of relationship, of making connections. We are called to transformation, to living the Christ life. We are called to live from the inside out. Jesus never left his local area, yet he came to set the earth on fire, a fire that blazed through the centuries and blazes now through us and all those whom we somehow touch, whether or not we have ever met them. It happens if we are creatures of transformation, accepting and working through the challenges of our lives, knowing our purpose and ready to connect from the inside out.
Oh.